Anne DeVia Cardinal was born in the U.S., but she has a deep connection to her mother's homeland, Puerto Rico. Cardinal's first two horror novels for young adults were set on the island. As John Kalish reports, the author wants to take readers to a world they may not know, one of fantasy and reality.
Anne DeVia Cardinal grew up in New York and New Jersey. She says she was mugged 3 times before she was 8. Then her father died and her mother started drinking heavily. Her escape was horror movies and magic realist novels from her mother's bookshelf.
And I had nightmares. I mean, it definitely affected me, but it also made me feel better about my life. When you're reading a horror novel, it's like it justifies so much fear, but at least when you're done, there's no zombies.
The supernatural permeates Cardinal's novels.
They don't look like zombies. I'm thinking ghosts.
In Category 5, the protagonist is a Vermont teenager named Lupe, who along with her friend Javier investigates a series of deaths in Puerto Rico.
She turned around to look at Javier, the blue of the supernatural being sparkling in his eyes. He nodded. Definitely fantasmas. The glow was moving away en masse into the trees in the distance. Are we going to follow them? Javier asked. Lupe looked around. They had no flashlights, no water, and the Lord knew if the swarm was dangerous or not. Nah, I'm curious, not stupid. Let's go back and tell my uncle.
Her uncle is the police chief, based on Cardinal's own uncle who works in law enforcement in Puerto Rico. In the author's first young adult novel, Five Midnights, Lupe is again investigating strange murders.
Somebody asked me why I don't write crime, and I said, if there's a body in my book, I want it to get up again. I want to write about the fantastic. It's the same reason I was obsessed with magical realism as a child. Growing up in a Latin culture, you accept the fact that the supernatural is not necessarily an outrageous concept. There is no question there are ghosts.
In addition to ghosts, there's a good dose of reality in Cardinal's fiction. Category 5 is set in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria's devastation of Puerto Rico in 2017.
What I find so compelling about her work is that it's part of a large vision of a troubled Puerto Rico that's worth fighting for.
Rigoberto Gonzalez is a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Gonzalez is a Chicano who grew up in the U.S. but writes about Mexico. Speaking via Skype, he calls Cardinal an immigrant writer who is part of the Puerto Rican diaspora, despite the fact that she was born in the U.S.
People can be in the United States, they're still writing about India, they're still writing about any place in Latin America, they're still writing about Europe. She's part of that. Her lineage is part of that. And I think that when you leave your homeland, you have your homeland in your heart.
When Anne DeVia Cardinal was a kid, her mother would send her there for the summer, and she still returns every year. Cardinal refers to herself as Gringa Rican because her father's side of the family is from Europe.
I often address the issue of being between two cultures because that's what I grew up with, and I want to reach kids who are dealing with that. That is getting to be more and more the story. You know, we're all mixed race and ethnicities and cultures, but you feel not at home in either, and so it was important to me to deal with that.
And not just in her novels. During the daylight hours, Cardinal is the director of recruitment at Vermont College of Fine Arts and has also helped create a writing residency through the school in Puerto Rico.
The thing I want most is to connect with young readers, particularly those undergoing situations like I had. When you're young, it can very often feel like you're going through things alone. And so it means a lot to me to be able to maybe make that connection, that there are other people out there who have experienced similar things and have survived.
Anne DeVia Cardinal's next young adult novel is a horror rom-com. She's also working on an eco-horror novel set in Puerto Rico. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.